It was basically very easy because she has less training than probably any preceding Benji has ever had. And the reason is that she's so bright and she's so intuitive. She understands. And the way we've always taught, Frank N, who was the original trainer and trained all the Benjis up until this one, and he died 2 or 3 years ago, but he was the emeritus trainer of all time, and he trained his first dog in a wheelchair that somebody gave him after he had an accident because he needed a dog to help him do things that he couldn't do. And so he wasn't training for movies or anything. And so he trained through vocabulary and comprehension and love and understanding and that sort of thing. Most movie trainers train what I call shtick or A to B. You know, a show calls up and says, okay, we want a dog to leave the chair and jump on the bed and turn around and bark. And so that they train that specific action. We train Benjis to have vocabulary, to understand what's being said, to understand concepts like the concept of other. One of the first things you teach is, you know, give me your foot. No, the other foot, whichever one comes first. That way you can expand that to go to the chair. No, the other chair and go to the person, the other person, go to L.A. No, the other coast, you know, but she understands, and she's very, very intuitive. So she's had a whole lot less training. We did adopt three in the beginning, but I knew immediately. We Primetime Live was following us around, and we'd already committed to a dog in Chicago and to one in L.A. when we found her. And I knew immediately when I found her. There's a picture actually on the website that I took that's very similar to the one that I gave you earlier, you know, with their chin down on the floor and their eyes conked over and one of these just wonderful poses that I took 10 minutes after meeting her. And just being able to, here's a dog that's been on the streets, picked up, put in a shelter, in a strange room in the back of a PetSmart, meets this strange guy, and 10 minutes later I was able to take a picture like that. I mean, I knew right away that we had the right demeanor, we had the right attitude. She was very smart. She could, you know, I did stuff with her in that room that you know, would take weeks with some of the dogs we have at home to, you know, to teach. And so it was, you know, it was pretty much done. And for that reason, we didn't have to overemphasize because Benji movies are all about reading the emotion in the eyes. And most of the work that we do on the set is finding ways to recreate an emotion that the script calls for, just like an actor would. But you have to have a control over the dog so that you can say, okay, this is where we're going to be. You're going to be over here and over there and over here, over here. And then we can concentrate on getting the right emotion, the right attitude, slumped over, sad, or happy and alert, or scared to death, or whatever. And so it's basically the training is giving that broad sense of understanding of what you want so that we can then, when we're shooting, focus on the emotional side of the thing. And she just picks it up so quickly.